10 years ago, this Sunday, two airliners crashed into New York's World Trade Center. As the 10th anniversary approaches, we're remembering Boston's connection to that event as those planes departed from Logan Airport. Since then, Logan has become the front line for the experimentation of new security measures. This morning, WBUR's Fred Tice looks at what's worked and what hasn't.
Peter DiDomenica says the world did not change on 9/11. The world, he says, was already as it was.
But our perception of the world changed. 9/11 was a wake-up call that we're not immune from what goes on in the rest of the world.
10 years later, DiDomenica is a lieutenant detective on the Boston University Police Force. He's in front of the checkpoint at Terminal A, revisiting the airport where he helped put in place security measures still used today. On 9/11, he was a sergeant with the state police. But it was only 2 months after 9/11 that he realized what was really wrong with security at Logan.
I was actually working at the airport when the calls came in of a passenger that appeared to be trying to light his footwear on fire.
An American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami had been diverted to Logan. DiDomenica was providing security on the airfield.
It was the real deal. He was a committed terrorist that was willing to give up his own life, came close to doing it, and almost took 200 people with him over the Atlantic Ocean.
2 months after 9/11, a realization sank in.
This threat is real, and it's not going away.
DiDomenica took away some major lessons from the day he saw shoe bomber Richard Reed being taken off that plane at Logan. One of them was that they needed better technology to detect bombs. Jerry Leone prosecuted Richard Reed.
The whole reason why Reed was able to board that plane in Paris the way he did was a paper detonator, because there were no metallic components to his shoe which would have been picked up on the technology at the time. Reed learned that in the Al-Qaeda camps.
10 years later, the security checkpoints at Logan Airport now have technology that could find that shoe bomb. Peter DiDomenica says we've only gotten to this point by trying out some clunkers.
I know when I was at the airport, we looked at facial recognition technology.
But it turned out that this technology couldn't pick out a person in line. Another failure? The machine security people call the puffers. George Nakara is the federal security director at Logan.
It was a kind of a little cage you stepped into. It blew air around you. It was supposed to disturb the particles on you, and then it would sense the particles and indicate if you had explosives. We found that it had far too many false positives, and it just slowed the process down too much.
10 years later, Peter DiDomenica says Logan's experiments with technology have paid off.
I mean, the devices are so good now that they raise civil liberties concerns. You have this advanced imaging technology that basically undresses you, and it's so good that there's a pushback that it's too good.
DiDomenica recognizes the importance of technology, but he says it's not the most important part of security. The right equipment would have helped French police keep Richard Reed off the plane, but DiDomenica says it would have been more helpful if they could have kept him off even though they couldn't find a bomb. After all, they knew something was wrong with him.
Reed actually fit what you may call a profile of a suspicious passenger, and he was questioned extensively before his flight, so much that he missed the plane.
Police couldn't find anything on him.
So he was put into a hotel for the night so he could make the same flight on the next day. He was again questioned. They couldn't find any type of device. And so he was allowed to proceed onto the plane. And so the big lesson from that is that there may be situations where there are really dangerous people. They're actually on their way to conduct a violent attack. And we need to be able to slow them down or stop them, even if we can't find the device.
DiDomenica says Logan learned that second big lesson, focused on who's getting on the plane, not what.
We shouldn't lock people in into this thinking about just finding a prohibited item. That was the mistake of Richard Reed, focusing on the item, and they get it now. They're looking at people's behavior.
Looking at people's behavior is what Logan's latest technology measure is all about. The airport security director, George Nakara, says during part of each day, each passenger at Terminal A is questioned.
The questions are innocuous. We may ask where you're traveling, how long you've been in Boston, did you pack your own bags today? But we're gauging their reactions. We're looking for inconsistencies in their story. Something out of the ordinary that would cause us to say, this person should be looked at a little bit closer.
74 TSA officers at Logan have been trained to ask the questions and to detect anomalies in behavior. But unlike Peter DiDomenica, who's focused on the airport, American Airlines pilot Rich Gerard says what goes on at the airport isn't even the most important part of security. Gerard is getting ready to fly to London. He says what's worked best are the security measures on the plane itself.
The armed pilots are a great benefit. There's more federal air marshals now than there used to be. And the reinforced cockpit doors was a great spending of money.
Gerard adds there's one more key component of security, the passengers.
Nowadays, they're much more willing to stand up and do something if things go south. And able-bodied passengers have stepped up and done their part. And that's a big increase in security, too, that we all count on that up front.
In the end, 10 years later, the two times terrorists have been stopped from destroying an aircraft, it wasn't because of all the security measures at Logan or any other airport. It's because passengers and crew grabbed them in mid-flight before they could do any harm. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.